Exciting, unpredictable, and devoted to a peaceful, fairer planet. This is 102.3 FM, WHIV LP New Orleans, community radio for the city of New Orleans and all points beyond.
Graces, graces, graces. and you're listening to Outspoken, a show about all aspects of cycling here on WHRV 102.3 FM. My name is Janneke, fietsenkanigwel. And New Orleans, here we are live listening to the Autumns and their song called Bicycle. So super tough that you are tuning in with me today. It is almost the last day out of the year, December 30th. And here at WHIV, want to remind you, WHIV LP 102.3 FM is community radio with programming dedicated to human rights, social justice. I'm hoping to get more butts on bikes. And although it was cold, I got myself on the bicycle to get to the studio today, and it was not all too shabby. Now, I wanted to share just my fast wisdom about driving, riding in the cold, and that is, don't dress up too warm before you depart from your place. Because if it is too warm, you'll end up getting sweaty, and that is not good for your body, and you want to prevent that from happening. So what you could do is you could get a bunch of layers so that if you find yourself dressing too warm, you can take something off. I particularly like these little sleeves that could also protect you in the summer from the UV light. I think you have some varieties that people use when they're gardening, so you don't get scratches with your rose bushes. And these are an easy extra layer to remove. Now, if you're saying, like, I don't have anything fancy like that, I found that my old roller derby socks that come to over the knee would also work really well. It's a little bit of a thicker material, as you can imagine, and so that might be more bulky under your coat or whatever you're using to ride. So you want to kind of prevent getting too hot, because when you're cycling, of course, you will kind of generate some heat. So think about that. The other thing, what's important to keep with this situation is that it gets really early dark, and it is important to be visible. As you know, I ride my bicycle to the studio, and I take the broad overpass. And so, as always, I am walking up because my bike does not go into first gear. And yes, I needed to get in first gear to be able to get on over the overpass to prevent not getting super sweaty, which is not good, which is not fine, on top of the broad overpass. And so I'm in my own world walking up the overpass, and just before I'm at the end, I'm realizing somebody was walking in front of me, but no lights and stuff. And, you know, I don't want to walk up and, like, you know, strain my neck. So I'm not really paying attention. I'm more kind of looking like what's over there on broad and, you know, find some stuff. Sometimes I've found little things on broad overpass that I've then used in costuming. You know, it's a circular economy for me that way. But so I'm going on the overpass. I'm getting down. I am noticing how one of the food trucks has returned since chaos is all happening all over the place. Anyway, and then coming towards the Lafitte Greenway, where I have to cross over. Before that time, there's a cyclist that is coming towards me on the bike path. No lights and thus salmoning, going against the way of traffic. And now the way this person is riding is already going against traffic. And then he was planning on keeping very far to my right, where I would then have to pass on the left and move into traffic. And I wasn't really having that. I was thinking, no, he's deciding to go against the traffic. You know, we always kind of do it where, just like driving, you pass each other a particular way, why not follow that way when you're going to go against traffic? And he kept on cycling quite a bit in, you know, towards me. Excuse me. And he was cycling quite a bit towards me, but then moved into traffic. I don't, you know, he's not quite fond of really what's happening. It was maybe scary. But I am not seeing that too much anymore with people going against the traffic. Now, as a cyclist, how often do I see another cyclist? And maybe when I'm driving a car, I'm noticing the cyclist there, but maybe I'm not thinking about them going the wrong way. I'm trying to check in with my thoughts on that. I'm not really sure how that goes. But that does kind of bring me to one of the points that I wanted to talk about, is that New Year's resolutions. So if anybody who does not know what kind of New Year's resolutions you should adapt, is to maybe a good New Year's resolution would be to be more aware of cyclists on the road. Or perhaps to saying, change your settings on your phone or your electronic device so that you are not enticed to use the facilities for your, you know, to respond to messages on your phone or something. Anyway, my New Year's resolution for 2025 was to change my habits. And my habit that had creeped in, you know, kind of the conditioning that's going on in the brain, is that as soon as somebody was honking, I was kind of like my middle finger would just kind of go up. And I could imagine an alien looking at the situation and going, this is interesting. There's a person on a bicycle. And look, if I make this sound, then this person's middle finger is going to go up. That's very interesting. And of course, you know, this is two things that are don't have to happen at the same time. And so I was thinking I should change that. Maybe that would decrease the chances of me getting involved in road rash, road rage, all of the above. And so I was thinking I could wave at somebody. Now, I do realize, and I have explained this before, I have learned that despite me having not many positive encounters when people are honking at me, my will of wanting to change it, and thus my attitude towards how I want to react in that instance, seemed to be enough opportunity for me to create an awareness where when somebody was honking that I wanted to have a certain reaction. And in that moment, I have, of course, an option to saying like, no, I'm going to do something different. So my idea was just like, I'm going to be waving when somebody's waving, like, hello, you know, and yes, I'm just going to assume that you're my friend. I'm so sorry. Was I in your way? No, I'm not in your way. Because as a cyclist, I kind of try to follow some way of traffic that is predictable and that people can give me my leeway. Now, to be honest, do I follow everything to the letter of the law? No, I think some laws need to be broken so that it's safer for cyclists. And we can talk about that. Please come join me here in the studios. Anyway, I had somebody on the show, and I have to admit that I am not sure who brought it up. They were mentioning that, and I thought it was a good idea, is that people are maybe also giving the thumbs up and the thumbs down. And then additionally, people were saying, I'm going to blow you a kiss, you know. And then I thought, you know, of course, then you have, that might be interpreted as maybe the sign, you know, having your hand by your face, like, does that look like, you know, that sounds like maybe too much of a sign that is, will be misinterpreted. And the thumb up, I think from a distance, I'm not really sure if that's going to be clear, if that's a thumb down. Also, I'm realizing I'm in the studio now trying to turn my thumb down with the right shoulder, that apparently I still have a little bit more injury from my bike crash than I was anticipating. So I might have to address that a little bit later on. Yes, if you did not know, I crashed my bike earlier this year. Have I started wearing a helmet? No, I have not changed my attitudes or my behavior around helmets. Is that going to be my next year resolution? No, that is definitely not my New Year's resolution. Once I had it for Lent, where I was thinking for Lent, I am going to wear a helmet every time I ride my bicycle. I found out I stopped riding my bicycle. I would just be walking. I'm like, I'm not going to wear a helmet. I'm like on the back of the road. There's nobody here, right? But there are potholes. Now, could I have prevented crashing over my bike? Yes, I could have decided to eliminate the risk where the bag that was hanging on my handlebars, that it would open, and that the stuff that was going, that was in my bag, was going to fall into my wheel and then block my wheel. I could have decided to not do that, and I did change that. I moved that to the side, and then for a while after this crash, and you know, now talking about it, I haven't thought about it as much. Initially, the times going down the broad overpass after I had my crash, I was aware how lucky I am that that bag did not open and that item did not fall into my wheel when I was going to go down on broad overpass. Not only would the speed that I would have had to tuck and roll would have caused me to tumble quite a bit, what if my bicycle would have crashed into one of the cars and then caused a bunch of havoc and all that stuff, you know? And so initially I was kind of hesitant. I don't think I was going as fast, and, you know, there's some gravel there. I'm going to watch out for that a little bit. But now I'm mentioning that I did not have that problem going down today. Anyway, it's almost the time for the for our offbeat calendar for today. Now, I tried to get it on the computer here, but I don't know if the cold is causing my fingers to not be able to type the right address for me to be able to share this. I'm getting it from the Offbeat website, because WHIV is supported in part by Offbeat magazine at offbeat.com. So let me see if I can pull it up on my personal device that I did have with me, and then I am going to share with you what is being what is happening in town today. And look at that, here we are, cooking with gas, you all. If you head out now, Howling Wolf is hosting the Comedy Beast stand-up showcase while at this at 7:30 as well. Astral Project is going to be at the stage at Snuck Harbor Jazz Bistro. Boxtown All-Stars at Rock and Bowl starting at 8, while Joe Lasty's New Orleans Sound featuring Greg Stafford is going to be at the Mahogany Jazz Hall for 8. Also at 8, but this time at the Bayou Bar at the Punchdrunk Hotel, Double Bird featuring Peter Harris, Ashlyn Parker, David Turkanowski, and Peter Vernado. Fritzl's All-Star Band with Jamil Sharif will be playing at the Fritzl's European Jazz Club at 8, while Tom Hook is going to take the stage at Das Heves at 8:30. The Domino is hosting Monarch All Acts Welcome Open Mic starting at 9, while the Kid Chocolate and Free POC will be at DBA New Orleans at 9. KDB and the Hand-Me-Downs are at Bambula's at 9, and Bruce's Button-Up Open Mic is happening at BJ's Lounge in the Bywater at 9. At 9 at the Orpheum Theater, the Revivalist New Year's Eve Ball, while Alex Wassily and Ari Tidal present NOLA Very Good Tuesdays at the Maple Leaf Bar at 9. Then at 9:30, the Austral Project is going to continue at Snug Harbor, while the Double Bird is going to continue at 10 o'clock at the Barrio Bar at the Pontchartrain Hotel. That's, my friends, what's your band beat for tonight. More information, including content, original videos, and photos, can be found at offbeat.com. Now, I'm going to play some music. I'm not quite sure what I have tuned up, but I am going to play it for you and will share the title with you once I come back. Here we go. Junior Ride.
Transportation, right from fire all straight from the wall time. Take the max, feel me reach a channel one. Go sing a music, it reach a number one. But I want no bus, no cab, but I want no blasted minivan. But I want no bus, no cab, but I want no blasted minivan. Ride me bicycles, me transportation. Ride from the hoop, no reach a tough gun. Sing a hit song, I don't want Babylon. But I want no bus, no blasted minivan. Time ago them used to call me walkathon. In a this a time them call me bicycle man. Me have me paddle up, me not gonna leave me key. Me one wheel, really, really wanna wheel. You all the final man who wheel it like me. All the final man who wheel it like me. A old man post gonna believe what his eyes see. See the youth a wheel, really wanna wheel. Take off from cross to make sure lean. Wheelie, 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 you the wheelie for me. Me no want no bus, no car, me no want no blasted minivan. Me no want no bus, no car, me no want no blasted minivan. Me just a ride me bicycle, me transportation. So them can't call me no more walker down. Me take the red bridge, me reach a juice land. Go sing a music, it nice up the shine. So what do they say, what do they do, what do they try? Come give praise to the Most High. That night is the last year. Me no want no bus, no cab. Me no want no blasted minivan. Me no want no bus, no cab. Me no want no blasted minivan. Raise your honor to the new champion. And raise your honor to the new champion. The one a Benny Bassi really wanna win. This is not a bargain, this is not a deal. Learn to really chop and you will feel. Tell mama tell her chop and you will feel.
And that was Junior Wright with his song Poor Man Transportation. You're listening to WHIV 102.3 LP New Orleans. My name is Yannicka Fietzen-Conigval, and I'm glad and happy that you are here with me today. We are not a radio station with a mission. We are a mission with a radio station and all wars. And let's get more butts on bikes. Now I'm doing that to be chatting with people. And as you know, there is nobody here. This seat could be filled with you. I do have some irons in the fire to get some people happening. I know I've been trying to get Charlie back in studio. I am hoping that next year we're going to look back and saying, like, that was a great year ever. And you can say, like, well, Yannicka, why don't you share with me all the good stuff, what's going on? And the thing is that, no, that I don't think that that's what my role is here on the radio. I think if you really want to know what the status of bike is in New Orleans, I think it might be a good idea to check out the advocacy organization that we have called Bike Easy. They have a website called bikeeasy.org, and it's a member-based organization. For not that much money, you could be a part of things. Now, I was talking about New Year's resolutions, and my resolution is to try to be a little bit more involved than just a member with Bike Easy. I do find policy making interesting, maybe not so much the work, but the discussion about it. And I know there's lots of discussions, and I could be having lots of discussions, and time is not on my side. But yes, I think maybe attending a policy meeting at Bike Easy in 2026, try to get my rhythm on that, would maybe not a bad idea. I'm going to continue with the, I'm not going to go, let me put it this way. I'm not going to revert back to my flipping it up. I did encourage a lot of people to honk when they see me so that I could practice. That has not happened. I guess maybe people are also honking, not because they're seeing somebody that they know, but also honking in a response to something to see. So potentially when you're hearing this and you're like, oh, that is true. Sometimes when I'm frustrated, I lay on my horn, where maybe I can also deal on a different way with that. Now, I'm just being honest about stuff. I ride and, or like when I'm driving in my car, I don't like it where people driving a car are moving out of the lane. They seem to think that their wheelbase is so long that they need to move all the way out of their lane, even if it's a solid lane, that they have to move over to be able to make a turn. And also, people seem to have a really hard time realizing that the law goes is that if you're turning, you should stay in your lane. Don't just move into and cross a whole different lane, unless, of course, it's safe to do so, and you use a blinker, and you're not in anybody's right of way. So there's a couple of places in town where I do sometimes feel like maybe people need to hear more that people are honking at them, because how do you otherwise know that your driving skills have been going down the drain? Because potentially, have you gotten older, or are you dealing with some medical issues and now it is hard for you to maybe see what's really going on, especially maybe during dusk or dawn? Or at night, maybe you find yourself having a difficulty staying in your lane when you're looking over your shoulder. And so if you not realizing that that's happening because people not honking at you, you're surely not getting tickets lately that give you an indicator. I don't know if any of your family members is feeling comfortable to calling the DMV and reporting you to the DMV so that they can send you a letter and saying like, hey, sorry, but why don't you have some proof that you have medical clearance, that you're still able to do the functions that you need to do to be able to drive a car safely. So from that point of view, I'm not sure if it would be then beneficial for everybody honking, because that'll probably lead to road rage. But yes, if a lot of people are honking at you, then maybe that's an indicator that something is maybe not right. And I know that there's classes through AARP and a whole bunch of other places that you can reach out to help you get some guidance, to saying like, hey, is it maybe time to hang up the keys? Of course, you know, statistics on your side. Are you, as an older person, older driver, still safer than a younger person on the road? And, you know, are we okay with the one and the other? We know that people are less likely to be involved in crashes once they have learned how to maneuver through traffic using a bicycle. And so, you know, are those the things that we, in the grand scheme of thing, need to encourage other people, saying like, hey, you're getting close to the age of driving, you know, 15, you can start learning these things. Maybe when you're 12 and now started high school, you can have a little bit more responsibility and learn how to get through your neighborhood, perhaps. I'm not saying that you need to take the traffic circle at airline, but, you know, how to kind of maneuver your car, how you communicate with others, knowing how other people are reacting, and potentially seeing this unsafe behavior that people are doing while driving, so that you are less likely to engage in that same behavior. I bet that there is a huge correlation between that. And so, right, if we can get people safer to even participate, how much safer drivers are they going to be with a good foundation when they're older, right? If you can learn what kind of habits have creeped in that you are maybe not realizing are affecting other people negatively while you're driving, you know, get an idea of some of the biases that you are using or having while you are in traffic. Potentially, because you have never caused a crash while you're speeding down, you know, let's say Claiborne, you think you're safe speeding. Till, of course, something happens and you don't. Now, the other day, I was driving on the interstate and this aggressive driver came from nowhere. And that car was definitely bouncing off some of its wheels and had to recuperate from not turning over. And so, you know, when life is good, life is good. But when it doesn't, the higher you go, the more damage you you are going to have around. If it is broken bodies, broken materials, but also the deterioration on the public right-of-way, or the public streets that we then also need to repair. So, yes, New Year's resolutions. Can it be where we adhere to the driver's license promise that kind of comes with having the driver's license and saying, I am going to uphold those rules of the road and am striving to become a driver who is aware and not distracted. Maybe not honk to cyclists unless it's Yannicka so she can practice blowing kisses or waving at me, and becoming more aware of cyclists all around, and potentially demanding that our streets are getting fixed where we have clear ideas of where people are so that we can kind of stay out of our way, you know? I think that's the biggest thing that people driving and people cycling have in common is that we want the other person to stay as far away as possible. You know, when I'm driving, I have that when I'm riding to work, to work in the mornings, and at times I'm able to take my bicycle, and I take quite a bit, you know, of riding in my neighborhood versus going on like a faster route, because I don't want to be around a whole lot of people going really fast, and then people stopping and then getting frustrated and then all of a sudden pulling into a neighborhood, not looking in their, you know, side mirror, and then potentially T-boning me while I am passing. So no, I don't want to do that. I might go there for the last block so that I can cross traffic at the light versus, you know, making a gamble at times, trying to cross Claiborne. Now, so I'm riding through my neighborhood or take some of the other side streets to get to my destinations. And people tend to cut through some of the neighborhoods to avoid having to stop at the stoplight. But because they have stop and go traffic, where you have people walking their dogs, people bringing the kids to school, you cannot go as fast. So the time that they're going through the neighborhood, they're really not saving a lot of time. And so to make up for that, they tend to speed in the neighborhood and get frustrated when they are being bothered by the people that are actually using those streets as designed. Those streets are not made as a boulevard where you can just speed through as a speedway. They are there for people to move about their business. And, you know, and so is this one of those resolutions where you're saying, you know what, I'm going to look to change my route so that I can still get to where I need to go without having to cut through the neighborhood traffic and causing unsafe situations for the people that live there. You know, when they're saying that most crashes occur in your own neighborhood, is that because you're getting out of your neighborhood to maybe walk to your corner store and somebody is trying to make a shortcut through your neighborhood and then running into you in your own neighborhood? So lots of interesting points, and I've said this before, Tara Telford is our person at UNO's Traffic Institute for Traffic Safety, and is like doing a lot of data. And then I'm always just like wondering, like, oh, what other data can we gather? Because when you have some data, things can go better, right? Just like I was like changing my habit about not putting up a certain finger when somebody's honking at me when I'm biking, that kind of has changed. If I wasn't so specific about it, how would I know that I'm reaching my goals? And so I'm not quite sure yet. I was suggesting that, no, I'm not necessarily changing my helmet usage. Although that was really much on my mind for a bit after I crashed my bicycle, I was wondering, should I try to enjoy more of the social rides? And with the time those are happening, would I then say I am going to try to make some of the social rides, but find some that are in a better time when they take place, right? And temperature wise and all that stuff. Then am I going to say New Year's resolution is to get that new bike? No, I don't need to get a new bike. I just got a bike, what was it, 2 years ago? And now there are some bikes that I should keep my eyes open. And I think I still have space between all my other bikes for a stretch bike. That would be very cool. But hauling that bike to places, you know, then I would be looking at how do I get that? I got a tiny car. So, you know, I do need to stay realistic to saying, will I participate more of some social rides? But how can I fit in without really stepping away from some of the other morals and values and beliefs that maybe I hold dear to my heart? So, did that give you any information? No. I've pretty much been sharing 45 minutes or 40 minutes of stuff of, well, Janneke, what are you going to do with this New Year's resolution? I could see what would be a good resolution is to increase my bike ride. When I am riding to work, and the same thing here is when I'm riding to the studio. If it is a beautiful day to ride, why would I take the shorter route? Why not take a longer route and get, you know, a couple of extra minutes of mindfulness in? You know, there's probably a reason why they're saying like, oh, 10-minute bike ride, you know, is all. Because maybe the 6 minutes that I do, which includes crossing Claiborne at times, might not be sufficient to really coordinate or move around, notice where you feel the tension in your body, going about, being in the moment, checking your surroundings, maybe hearing the zooming of your bike tires over the pavement or anything like that. So, lots of options. You know what? I'm going to play some music. New Year's resolutions, we can kind of find out, I guess, after the fact, what people are making decisions to. But I do think the longer rides sounds like a pretty good idea. I did mention maybe meeting or attending a little bit more actively with Bike Easy or local policy and potentially participate in policy meeting and maybe going on a social ride. Now, I do go on a social ride pretty consistently. I go on a monthly ride. I ride with David Green and his tandem bike ride that happens the second Saturday of each month. He is always looking for more pilots, y'all. The pilot is the person that's riding on the front of the bicycle. So if that's something that you're interested in it and you want to find out, you can always email us at the radio station, whvfm.org. On that website, you can also find more information about how to get cool swag and how to support us as well. So I guess that's my whole point about New Year's resolution, that I'm going to go try and come up with a good New Year's resolution. I do really appreciate that I worked on this pretty much very actively. So it was a good resolution. You know how so many people like have a resolution and within like a week or maybe sometimes a day, it's already on the wayside. So I'm pretty proud of it myself. Now, I'm going to play some music and then I'm going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about what people could be doing with their newfound bikes that they got potentially this holiday season. Maybe you got one for Hanukkah. Maybe you got one from Christmas. Maybe you got one from Santa Claus. Maybe you just got one for yourself. Maybe we'll figure out a little bit what is happening with that. So I'm just going to play you some music and then I will be back with more Outspoken here on WHAV 102.3 FM, y'all.
You don't know if I could fall and face my ear, baby. huis toe naar de wind. Je agenda en je zonnebril, wat doen die hier nou? Maar je ligt weer in je eigen bed, in je eigen lot. En opeens staat alles stil.
Was Spinvis with their song Bagage Drager. Thank you so much for tuning in to Outspoken, my show about all aspects of cycling here on WHIV, WHIV LP New Orleans, here live in the studio in New Orleans, or around the world at WHIVFM.org, and around the world I mean also certain places of New Orleans based in St. Louis and stuff like that. You know, we are radio programming. No, we're community radio. We're community radio. We're programming dedicated to human rights and social justice. And the wars, y'all. I was talking about how I'm assuming that a lot of people got bikes on Christmas from Santa, perhaps. Maybe from yourself. But maybe from Santa. If you got it from Santa, you probably have like a smaller size bike and you maybe also younger age. And so it would be interesting to investigate what you can learn to understand what's going on with rules of the road. And maybe in the long run, you might become one of the cyclists that is not always just choosing to drive car. Maybe you're like, hey, public transit and that last mile with a bike, that is pretty decent. But I saw that, and this is information from the Netherlands, right? I mean, it's a small country, a lot of people biking. For a while, they were looking at electric bikes. A lot of people having crashes and stuff like that. But when they looked at it from what kind of sports people are playing, they're realizing that most sports injuries come from mountain biking. And so they were saying that with the mountain biking, it might not be clear what the level of expertise you need on some of the trails that have been created. And so I'm looking forward to finding out what's going to happen in the long run, because they are deciding, or they have said, just kind of comparable to skiing, some color coding system so that you can say, listen, I just got a bike from Santa. I am going to start mountain biking, and I might have to start on, you know, whatever, like a blue or a green, and not so much a red or a black trail, indicating maybe a higher level of skill needed to be able to make it, right? Because if you're crashing your bike mountain biking or in traffic, remember that having an injury is expensive for a city. We in New Orleans can use all the money, and so we would be better off when we are a healthier bunch without having people get hurt in crashes and all that stuff. So with that, I wish you a very, 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 very pleasant 2026. I'm hoping to see you out there at the social rides. Maybe you decide to join and become a pilot, but on the bicycle, not in the plane. And help with the All Abilities Bike Club, where we connect cyclists that are seeing with people that have difficulties with that, so that on a tandem bike, you both can share the route and enjoy being out and about. Or maybe I will see you at some of the Critical Mass rides. We, of course, will have a silent ride last year that was very nicely organized and done at the cemetery. It was very special. Hopefully, I will see you at some of the policy meetings or bike easy events, and we can share our thoughts on how we can continue to make things better for everybody. And then we can perhaps talk about our New Year's resolutions, or maybe you will share with me the new bike and I entice you to come and talk about that on the radio. So I was thinking, since we get like 7 more minutes, I'm just going to start playing some music, and then I will get out of this seat, because Pearl is, you probably already heard her, in the studio on the background getting ready for the Blues Crusade at 8 o'clock. So I'm just going to try to figure out what songs will I play. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song, Bicycle Rider by Starflyer 59. And then potentially, if there is time, we might have something else happening. So let's try that, and then I'll be back with my goodbyes. Or maybe not. And if that case, this is my goodbye. You've been listening to Outspoken on 102.3 LP New Orleans. WHIV LP. There we go. Good night, everybody.
Got married, went to send them. dark and blue. I'll rest my head, 'cause God is good. I'll rest my head, 'cause God is good.
I ride it to and fro, and when I see that big green light, I know it's time to go. I have a little bicycle, I bought it at the shop, and when I see that big red light, I know it's time to stop.
I have a little bicycle, I ride it to and fro, and when I see that big green light, I know it's time to go. I have a little bicycle, I bought it at the shop, and when I see that big red light, I know it's time to stop. I have a little bicycle, I ride it to and fro, and when I see that big green light, I know it's time to go. I have a little bicycle, I bought it at the shop, and when I see that big red light, I know it's time to stop. Phew!
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet on the seat of a bicycle built for two. There is a flower within my heart, Daisy, Daisy, planted one day by a glancing dart, planted by Daisy Bell. Whether she loves me or loves me not, sometimes it's hard to tell. Yet I am
That's it. Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
Gotta be the Blues Crusade with Pearl. Right there on WHIV 102.3 FM New Orleans. You never know what she might be playing. She's so cool.
Yeah.
Looking for a town that's way too far, but fugitives never turn around. They just roll the windows down. We were hungry when we left LA, but we didn't stop till we made headway. The sun came up from beneath the ground. We just rolled windows down. Let her roll the way she goes to a destination no one knows. We remember every bar and every town. We just roll the windows down. We've been struck dumb since we don't know when. Like a tattoo burn on virgin skin. And God knows we're all gonna die. Still we wonder the reason why. Every gray hair brings another tear. When we think about the bygone years, I recall the lights in different towns. We just roll the windows down. Let her roll
WHIV. We are not a radio station with a mission. We are a mission with a radio station.
Hey, hey, good evening, and welcome to my squeaky chair. Yes, it's a chilly evening here. Not too cold, but welcome to the Blues Crusade, and happy cold new year wherever you may be. Yes, bruh. The Blues Crusade comes to you on WHIV 102.3 FM and WHIVFM.org every Tuesday night from 8 to 10. That's our time. This is the place for a wide range of the American art form. We all know and love the blues. And hey, we just don't stick to the blues. We're open to any music that has a bluesy feel or blues aesthetic. Yes. Anything from Timeless Field Hollister with jazz improv, we'll play it. And we like to explore sonic intersections with rock, jazz, folk, soul, gospel, R&B, rockabilly, roots, Americana, and every other kind of music that's out there. Thanks for joining us on this musical journey. We're on the only station dedicated to human rights and social justice, WHIV. And all the shows are now archived for two-week playback at WHIVarchive.pacificaservice.org. I'm your host, Pearl, and tonight is the part two, final chapter of my favorite spins for 2025. And let's see, tonight